The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And so what happens, it creates tremendous inflammation, and then that process continues and leads eventually to systemic disease, autoimmune disease, brain diseases, anxiety, depression, ADHD, dementia, problems remembering, diabetes, and obesity. So I go through what to choose to heal the gut.
Dr. Don Colbert helps you improve your immune system by getting into the healthy gut zone. Next on Life Today.
Hey, we're glad you're here. Betty, who we got with us today?
Dr. Colbert. I'm very interested in because I'm learning so much from him every time we have him on.
I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. And by the way, this is about your life today. It's about the life of everyone you love. And you do know, if you watch this program, we're going to show you somebody that's often overlooked, what Jesus called the least of these. And Jesus says, when you see them and you notice their need and you touch it, you've touched me. You've done it to me. You've done it to me. So I know that's the way you think, but you need to understand, primarily when we come on, we're here for you. And then one of the ways we help you is to show you how you can see others through our Father's eyes and want the best for them, but not only want it, know how to deliver it. Well, that's the reason we keep bringing this Dr. Colbert back. Because this is a serious doctor. By the way, I just kind of hate to hold this up because it says gut zone. Again, I said yesterday, we're not talking about big bellies, pot bellies. We're not talking about big stomachs, even though obesity perhaps is inflammation we know is likely the ultimate greatest killer and contributor to death factors in our life. But the obesity is a biggie. It's a real biggie. So what we're talking about here, though, is we're not talking about the size of something. We're talking about what happens inside the intestine, the gut, that is damaging and even destroying not just your health, but your life. And by the way, when your health is gone, life's not much fun. It's at best a mere hang-in-there existence. That's not how God wants us to live. He wants us to live as overcomers. Well, Dr. Colbert is here, and you're going to see why this book, It's like a better than a prescription. It's like a program. It's like steps to awesome health and in feel good. Dr. Colbert, I'm just so glad you're back. I can't tell you how much I believe that you've contributed to changing our lives. Now, Betty and I are both, we're now moving toward 80. Do we look decent for this age?
Oh, absolutely. You're in vibrant health. Yes.
Okay. But yet we've admitted that we've been really fighting some stuff. I have type 2 diabetes, which the COVID made me a primary target
for
death.
Right.
And I didn't ever have to be a diabetic. But the fact is that even on my long-range blood tests, where they look at what's happened over a period of weeks and even months, I don't spike.
Good.
And when I take it, I just know if I cheat, and don't see that brownie as soup. Mm-hmm. I can't see brownies as poop. I try to tell people that, okay? But if it overpowers me, I might get a spike. My point is I've listened to you.
Right.
And you've helped us, and you've helped so many people, millions of people. I want you to help everybody watching all over the world. If we deal with this the right way, it can minimize what disease can do and how it gets access, right?
Absolutely right, because the foundation of our health is our gut. Now, I didn't understand this back 35 years ago when I went into medicine. And again, back when I started medicine in 1987, I was in solo practice. I was on call every night. I didn't have time to be sick, but occasionally I'd get a sinus infection, but I thought, no problem, I'll just take antibiotics out of my cupboard because it's chock full of antibiotics. See, I was practicing conventional medicine back in the 80s. So I'd take them for 7 to 10 days, felt great, never stopped, never rested my body. But then I'd do this about every 6 months or so and just clear it right up. But then what happened in the early 1990s, one day I awakened with a rash. all over my hands, as red as itching, all over my elbows, all over my knees, all over my thighs, and I wondered, what on earth is this? So I went to my buddy, who is a dermatologist, and I'll never forget, he had his glasses down on his nose, and he looked over his glasses, and he says, Don, I hate to tell you, but you have the heartbreak of psoriasis. Mm. I said, psoriasis, that's impossible. No one in my family has psoriasis. He said, sorry, you got it. So he whipped out his script real quick and wrote me out this coal tar and aqua for aqua that's this old orange ointment. I smelled horrible. It stained everything orange. The seats of my car. My wife got sick of me. She said, I can't stand to be around you. I'd walk into my exam room. My patient said, what's that smell? I said, that's this crazy coal tar. My hands were all orange. I said, finally, I got to a that's it moment. I said, that's it. I'm sick of this stuff, because I realized, I found out that when I fasted, that it went away. But when I was stressed out, and when I ate anything fried, and when I ate certain foods, it flared up. So finally, after all this investigation, I said, I'm going to check my gut, and I'm going, and it just so happened that a lot of the foods I ate were actually inflaming my gut. I was highly sensitive, not allergic. Yeah. But I had developed tremendous food sensitivity. I'm going to explain how it happened in just a minute. But what I did back then, this in the early 90s, I identified that gluten was not my friend, which is in wheat. And I was eating wheat at every meal because, after all, Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. So I ate wheat cereal in the morning. I ate wheat for lunch, yes, and for wheat for dinner. And then I also found that tomatoes and peppers were highly inflammatory to my gut. I didn't know why back then. But I found out on this food sensitivity test. So I was eating tomatoes and peppers every day. It just so happened, the flesh is dumb. It craves the very foods that inflame us, usually. Mm-hmm. And every day I ate grilled chicken, which was healthy, and beans. And I would have, some bread, some wheat bread. And then I would have a huge bowl of salsa. And I would dip my chicken in that salsa and eat it. And then when I was finished, this big old bowl, I'd drink the salsa. Oh, I loved it so much. But then I stopped
eating. What's wrong with salsa?
Well, again, if you have leaky gut, you're going to understand. I had leaky gut. It's nothing if you got a healthy gut. But I didn't have a healthy gut. The antibiotics had decimated my gut, and I'd failed to plant the good bacteria back. I was trained like regular doctors. We didn't give probiotics back then. Mm-hmm. This was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I started healing my gut. I started taking probiotics. I started taking some fiber, some healthy fiber, not wheat bran. Mm-hmm. Wheat bran would decimate my gut. But I started taking some psyllium husk powder that actually contained prebiotics that fed the good bacteria. I cut out the foods that was harming my body. Now, I kept eating the beans, which I shouldn't have, because beans are high in lectins, which actually can damage the gut. But what had happened, within 3 months, psoriasis totally gone. My dermatologist friend couldn't believe it. He says, I've never seen anyone get over psoriasis. But I learned that it was coming from the gut. And from then on, I started learning more and more about the gut. Then I started putting the pieces together. But the whole key is I developed a condition that's termed leaky gut, which means increased intestinal permeability, which means now when you have leaky gut, it's not that you're soiling your undergarments, okay? It's simply that you got to understand the way our intestinal cells are in our small intestine, which is about 20 feet long. That's where we absorb our nutrients. And it's one cell thick. And it's got these finger-like projections called villi. And what happens is certain meds, usually it's the meds that doctors prescribe, like antibiotics, anti-inflammatories like aspirin, ibuprofen, these meds that we take commonly for headaches, as well as acid-blocking meds, as well as GMO foods, start to damage these. And see, we absorb our foods. We have this wonderful, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We have this wonderful semi-permeable membrane in our gut, which means we absorb the beneficial parts of the food, the glucose and the simple sugars, the simple fats, and the simple protein amino acids. But what happens when we start to break down this intestinal barrier, it literally pries open these cells, and it causes that increased permeability or leaky gut, where instead of working as a barrier function to keep out the bad, it lets in the bad. And then undigested food starts to be absorbed. also bacteria, yeast, toxins, chemicals. And so what happens, it creates tremendous inflammation, and then that process continues and leads eventually to systemic disease, autoimmune disease, brain diseases, anxiety, depression, ADHD, dementia, problems remembering, diabetes, and obesity. It literally fuels the obesity. So we start to heal the gut. You say, what's the answer? The answer is first the diet, and then restoring the integrity of the gut. Restoring those tight junctions in the gut. So we remove the foods that damage the gut. Now, once the gut's compromised, we find that usually gluten is the main enemy to the gut. Now, of course, the meds, we've got to stop the meds, the antibiotics. A lot of people have been on antibiotics for years, especially acne sufferers, or people that have had, you know, recurrent infections, and they're just always on antibiotics. It decimates the gut, causes those bad bacteria to grow. So we've got to leave those, and I teach people how to search for the natural cure instead of the chemical cure. And then we start to manipulate the diet and giving the body what it needs to heal those tight junctions. Wheat is the number one food that damages those tight junctions, pries the gut open, increases zonulin, which helps to maintain the tight junctions. It increases that, so we lose the tight junctions. So literally what is similar to this, a great analogy is picture taking a tea strainer and taking an ice pick and poking holes in it. Or a coffee strainer that strains coffee, or, you know, coffee grounds. And just take a picture, take a nice pick, punching holes in it, and then pour the coffee in there. Well, it's not, the coffee grounds are going to enter into the coffee pot, and it's not going to filter the grounds out. So when you drink that coffee, it's going to be full of grounds. That's real similar to a leaky gut. What's happening when you eat that food, and especially because most people don't chew adequately, you're supposed to chew at least 20 to 30 times. Most people chew their food a couple of times, swallow it, and that food, literally that undigested food, is absorbed in the gut, creating food sensitivities, inflammation in the gut, and that becomes food for the bad bacteria.
You know, let me ask you if this word, sometimes God speaks things to you, but like, I mean, he really does very clearly, but I just heard like it's like a poison pocket.
Yeah,
exactly. Is that what it becomes?
It becomes thousands and eventually millions of little teeny microscopic holes working like that ice pick in the coffee filter, where it's literally not providing the barrier function. And so you're still, see, the membrane that God created is so amazing. It allows in the nutrients that we need, but it filters out all the bad bacteria, the bad yeast, the undigested food that will damage our gut.
So if that's not filtered out and it gets in, it is like a disease pocket.
Yes, it literally starts to cause disease and inflammation that eventually can spread throughout the body. So you say, well, what do you do? How do you heal this? Well, first we have to lay on the altar the foods that perpetuate that problem, that keep that leaky gut, that keep those microscopic holes open. We want to close the gates. And how we do this is we avoid for a season, and some people have to avoid it forever, gluten is the number one. The thing that really creates dysbiosis, which is excessive amounts of these bad bacteria so the gut never heals, is mainly sugar. It feeds on sugar, carbs, and starches. So when we lower that sugar, carb, and starch way down like a healthy keto, I didn't call it healthy keto, I called it a gut zone because it's a little different. It's keto, but we got to remove certain things for a season, just like I said, the regular cheese and things like that. And certain creams because they have lipopolysaccharides.
You said it yesterday. What's the kind of cheese?
Well, feta cheese is a good one.
All right. Yeah. And I ask you, because we don't like sharp cheese. We like mild cheese.
Mild. Sure.
Yeah. Is it mild?
Yes, absolutely.
Cheese?
Feta cheese is
what
great.
What about cream cheese?
Cream cheese, again, that's altar food for a season. Now, later, once the gut heals, you can add some of that back. Mm-hmm. But here's the foods. The lectins are the key. And remember when I had my problem, I was eating every day beans. Beans and peas and lentils. Green beans are not so bad. It's mainly the...
We have a lot of green beans. We have a lot of asparagus.
Those are okay. And those are wonderful. Yeah. But I'm talking about the pinto beans, the lima beans, the black-eyed peas, the black beans, the brown beans, baked beans.
You know, a lot of people are here, and they're just going to starve flat to death.
No, they won't, because I give them the answer. Now, what's interesting, those beans are full of lectins, especially it's in the outer coating of the beans, but it's also in every grass, like wheat and corn and brown rice. That's why we take the lectins out, and the lectins damage the gut. Now, most of our food is harvested early and shipped across the country when most of these foods have the highest lectin content. Lectin is simply a protein in the skins of, like, potatoes, in tomato skins and seeds, in peppers, but it's also in beans, peas, lentils, and wheat, and corn, and soybean. We feed most of our chickens our, corn or soybeans, our cattle and our pigs, soybeans and corn, to fatten them up for market. High lectin food, so it's in the meat. So we want to get pasture-raised, pasture-finished chickens, hens, eggs, and or eggs, chickens, yes, organic's the best, and that are fed flax seeds, which are high in omega-3. Mm-hmm. So I go through what to choose to heal the gut. But the key food we want to do is those good, healthy fats. Mm-hmm. We find, I talk about my gut power tools, but the most important thing is the diet. It's a gut zone keto diet. So the same principles as keto, we carry it into the gut zone with a few little modifications.
Okay, I want to close by saying to the viewer, Betty and I found, and I know we hate going to the store with the masks on, and, you know, sometimes you want to breathe, just catch a breath. But we've learned to walk through a big supermarket and shop wisely. Mm-hmm. Can you shop wisely walking through an average store? Are you telling people they got to move strictly health food stores? Because they can be pitching stuff, too, that's not healthy. We already know that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what you try to show us. You've corrected yourself with what you've written. You correct me continually, and everybody in the world knows it. We send every psychiatrist and counselor up there a lot today, James, trying to help you. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. I want to say to our viewers, you give guidelines here. I mean, if you hadn't explained keto and others, we wouldn't have known how to shop, how to do. We wouldn't have seen the miracles
right.
that took place, okay? We may have come, we didn't get COVID, or we may have come through, in, let's say, with greater resistance to some of these trespassers that want to destroy our lives. Are you showing people here how they can walk through the supermarket and shop wisely and not feel like nothing tastes good? Are you going to show people how stuff can just taste really good?
Absolutely. And the key is this. If they're following keto, they're 90-95% there. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is we have to add the fiber. And the key fiber in this is the psyllium husk powder. Now, the psyllium husk is simply a soluble, insoluble fiber that provides wonderful fuel for the cells of the gut as well as for the good bacteria. You are literally empowering those good bacteria. You are healing your leaky gut when you take this fiber. It's dirt cheap. And I tell people, start low, go slow. Start with maybe a half teaspoon to a teaspoon a day in water. It's best with cold water, just a little
you
bit.
You explain maybe this
yes,
clearly.
I explain it.
Can they go to the index and find that, find these
yes,
different subject
absolutely.
Matters?
Absolutely. And they just stir it up in cold water. Start with a half teaspoon, work up to a heaping teaspoon. Take your probiotics. Follow your diet with lots of olive oil, avocado oil, lots of healthy fats I talk about. Mm-hmm. I start every morning off with a half an avocado with some eggs. I have the gluten-free toast made with rice or cassava, and I pour my olive oil on top. And then I have a little bowl of berries, okay? It's real simple.
Sounds good.
It tastes, and I'm full.
Well, and we love avocado. Let me just say this to you. We come every day into your home to share life today with you. Yes, we ask all our viewers to share life with the least of these, the most overlooked people on the planet. And it's a joy to put God's arms of love around them. I want you to have this insight. We will send you the book. You just ask for it. Now we'll ask you to help us feed a child. But I want all of you who are watching to know you are first in our minds. We want life today and every day for you. Life abundant. Not necessarily a life of abundance, but abundant life with or without abundance. A lot of people have abundance, but they don't have abundant life. Stuff doesn't give you abundant life. It gives you stuff. If you will right now just simply listen to a missionary. We spent 30 years with his dad. He went to heaven. Esau is doing an unbelievable job. And Peter Pretorius, his wife, Anne. Listen to Esau talking about a crisis. Right now, we got 350,000 children, the least of these. We got them organized into feeding settings where we can feed them. but we don't have the support for the food without you. I want you to listen to Esoc. I want you to help us feed 350,000 children. And I want you to be the miracle that is desperately needed. Please watch prayerfully.
Our teams all over the continent of Africa are testifying to us that they are seeing levels of food insecurity like we have never experienced. This is being driven by multiple aspects. In some areas like South Sudan, it's flooding, floods that have raged through there, the worst floods in recorded history. In Angola in specific, we're seeing a situation of multi-year drought. Drought that has gone on for many years, crops that have failed. Some families have lost not just one crop, but multiple crops. Now, there's no food. Nothing at all. They don't have the ability to be able to provide for their children at all. The problem is we don't have sufficient resource to reach the villages that so desperately need mission feeding, where those mothers are saying, please, you have to help us. Because they're not only crying out to God, they're crying out to us because they know that we respond. They know, James, that you and Betty and the friends of life, when we ask you, you turn the world upside down and you do everything you can do to respond and to make it possible. And so that's why they're crying out to us. And I'm crying out to you, James, please. We need you to reach out and to ask the friends of life to dip deep in their hearts and to give the very best gift that they can give, because their gift is the difference between another mother mourning the death of her child.
Father, I pray for every one of those mothers. And I pray for every person watching that may have a broken heart because of the loss of a loved one or family member. God, heal their broken heart. Put your arms of love and peace and comfort around them in Jesus' name. We really do love you. And you are such an inspiration to us. Because when we show you a legitimate need and an effective way to meet it, you do it. Thank you so much. Would you help us feed those children, save those lives that Esoc Pretorius was talking about? And he referenced the flooding in so many areas that is destroying homes. And they're not big homes. It's their home, though. It may be a hut. It may be made of grass or mud, but then it's gone. And in those little homes, they have the joy of their children, if their children can stay healthy. Well, we're the miracle. The floods have destroyed malnutrition clinics. Esoc told me, James, I don't even know how people handle this, but we got to rebuild 16 malnutrition clinics. That's the last step. That's where you've seen us holding so many little children, where you've seen many of, whether it was Billy Graham's daughter, whether it was Sheila Walsh, or whether it was Randy, or whether it was our executive vice president and one over all of our television production, Bruce. And you've seen many times, you've seen these people in these malnutrition clinics. We need to build 16 of them, rebuild. That's a miracle. Over $24,000 per clinic. Is there somebody who could say, you know what, I can give a clinic? Perhaps you could. Or I'll give $1,000 toward it. 23 people join me. Pray about that. But here's what I want all of you to know. And we're going to send you Dr. Colbert's book. We're going to send you the beautiful It Is Well Quiet Time bundle. The hymns are going to bless you. The inspirational scriptures and the Word of God and those little daily devotional thoughts will bless you. We want to bless you. But here's what I want to ask you to do. Could you help 3, 5, or 10 children? Could you do it by giving $30, $50, or $100? This is not total child care. This is miraculous, life-saving nutrition presented because you love God and you love your neighbor, including the most overlooked, the least of these. Would you go online? Would you call that number? Would you make the best gift you can? It's giving the greatest life, life itself. The greatest gift. Thank you for doing it.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition, and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. Also, please consider an extra gift to help immediately rebuild malnutrition clinics destroyed by record flooding in South Sudan. The urgent need is $392,000 above our normal feeding budget and is critical to help save the lives of those who are suffering most. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you It Is Well, Quiet Time Bundle, featuring an instrumental music CD with 12 classic hymns and a 31-day prayer booklet to help renew your soul. With your gift of $100 or more, request the No Greater Love frame print. This portrait is a reminder of our Savior's love and the price that was paid for our salvation. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, Betty, you look at this long line, and boy, it goes all the way back to the big four-wheel drive truck. You started praying years ago that God would make the line to feed the children longer than the line to be fed. I think God's answered your prayer.
He is, James, but at the same time, the line gets longer. And so we need to help our line to reach them continue to grow and you to reach out more, because I know you're blessed as you see these children being fed here. Let's don't let it stop. Let's keep soup in the barrel so they can come and line up and get fed.
Well, I just want all of you to know that we want to bless you. Dr. COVID is a blessing. I don't just want to say perhaps he's helped change our life. He may have saved our lives. You know, to be 77 years old, headed toward 80 pretty fast, it'll pass like a season.
Get there too quick.
But I'm going to tell you, God's given us such joy in life. Mm-hmm. We want you to have that joy in life. You share joy, but you can experience it. Dr. Colbert, you are a tremendous blessing. I wish the studio was filled with people applauding to say thank you, because, boy, you have touched a lot of lives with the love of God and with healing truth. Thank you for it.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Doc. Thank you for watching Life Today. Thanks for sharing life today. Now experience it even in a more healthy way, okay? Amen. Thank you.
What do we do with our longing for healing, our desire for wholeness, when suffering persists?
Tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.